Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show is supported and paid for by La Cosa Nostra Radio. All expressed views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of La Cosa Nostra Radio and its leadership.
Welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio presents Quick Sounds, a unique vocal perspective and sampling of La Cosa Nostra members. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Each day with despair and a deep sigh of air, I air a small prayer to help me prepare. For beware, I declare, no horror compares to a leg-impaired man swearing less than an air. It's rare, I swear, for me to be wholly mid-air. When will they repair that damn broken stair?
Seeing themselves as one really is a program in the most amazing computer simulation ever created. One soundtrack is Riders on the Storm. Every molecule of one's body are merely microscopic pixels well placed, making one the being one is today. Looking into a mirror's reflection, one is awestruck at what one sees. One exists in multiple dimensions simultaneously. One can only imagine what it took for the universe to build one from the inside out. One is feeling complete again. One is one with the multiverse. One is a million universes compressed into one single unit. One is wearing Orion's belt and tinkering with the stars. One's programming allows one to wear Saturn's rings on one's wrists, like planetary bracelets. Ha 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 ha. One is nothing yet. One is something amazing, although one isn't sure about what one feels. Is any of this even real? Will one's programming cease to be? Will one assimilate into a new consciousness? Will one be reprogrammed again? What will become of one's simulated soul when one's programming ends?
Yes. I am the Dark Knight. Of a different type, who still fights crime, no nines, just rhymes. Rhymes designed like spider webs. to mess with heads who bring distress when they should be at home sleeping in beds. No friend of feds whose work defends those gangster sects who deal in death. A hero whose flows dish out them blows that have bad man upon them toes. Yes, I work at night, but when I rise, it's time for guys to recognize their crime designs become benign when this dark night shines like starlight. Because my vibe is down with right and down with wrong. When wrong belongs inside the strong who don't prolong the use of wrong. Hammering jaws, but I ain't Thor. My style of war is lyrically pure, pure like my calls to capture sword. Did you catch that rhyme? Because that was raw. I now implore crime lords to pause before I draw their cards of war and buckle heads like Beavis's friends. See, when nights are dark, I hear the hark of those inclined to fight with Stark. Tony, of course. So I'm down with Thor when avenging for sure, but justice is the league I'm in. Green Lantern dim, not when things grim. No calling for the thing when we be clobbering. Cause we stand together, brethren forever. But me, I'm clever, so don't get tied. Most ties I sever, cause a lot of crime fighters be down for whatever. So me, I box clever as if my name was Floyd Mayweather. Pugilistic endeavors that create pressure and inflict pain that defeats the insane. Bane ain't got game to mess with the strain that my brain retains. Personal pain, lost that remains, kinda like Cain. Not able to refrain from doing what's wrong, cause it feels so strong. The will to fight, the will to die for what I believe in my heart to be right. Meantime, on the side, I got girls who look fly, trying to get time to roll with the dark night. But me, like I say, am a different type. Who foops like suits when them bodies them tight? Yes, Lois Lane knows. Cause once I hit Metropolis, she knew suits had to go. A kryptonite type flow that proves that my prose makes the ladies wanna roll. But like I said before, I'm a different type of knight whose essence is to fight. Fight the crimes of criminal minds whose lust for strife leaves them resigned to miss the signs and see the light. The light that shines on knights like I, who stand for more than being lords of war. We stand for a cause that says to you, we can do more than be forlorn because of crimes that take innocent lives. Yes, I'm that guy who has no time for nonsense fights or joining tribes, because my life has a singular vibe, because I am the Dark Knight. Yes, ladies and gents, of a different type.
Called A Joker's Monologue. And Jay has left the room, and Mr. Jay has come in. This is my monologue. I don't care if it's Gotham City or Sydney, Australia. There's a situation that needs to be addressed. Have I been wrong? Check. Have I been cheated? Check. Have I been laughed at? Check. What kind of joke do you think I am? Why, one with a punchline, of course. Let me tell you how it ends. Everyone's a critic, talking about impressionists, surrealists, cubists, while I'm just given a blacklist. I'm an artist too. I just want people to take me seriously. You see, I can be an impressionist. I could blow you up to kingdom come and leave your impression all over the wall. I could be a surrealist. Have you ever seen what a vat of acid can do to a human body? Salvador Dali, eat your heart out. I could be a who the hell understands cubism anyway? Moral of the story, I'm an artist. One of a kind, baby. Top of the endangered species list. And my art? Unique. Priceless. You could even say it's to die for. Oh, myself, you first.
This is called. Harry, is that you? Inside was a note, a warning from Harry. Never to hold a Valentine's dance ever again. Nor fall in love and try to marry. September might be the month to begin. Valentine's candy can be sweet or tart, and be covered with a chocolate delight. Harry's treat is cutting at your heart and make you take a little bite. Harry hates the Valentine dance. He even hates the Valentine sweets. Likes to bury you in the ground with ants after cutting off both your feet. If I were you, I'd stay away. Try not to be seen. Maybe get on the floor under the bed. When Harry gets mad, sometimes he gets mean. That's when somebody ends up dead. Walked to the party, I waded through mud, cut on my shoes, made a terrible mess. Went inside, saw it was blood. Harry had cut up one of the guests. Harry heard laughter coming from a kid. He waved and smiled, tried to be nice. You never would guess what Harry did. Took off his head with just one slice. And
all those poems I wrote on toilet paper by Stephen 76. All those poems I wrote on toilet paper, I wish I hadn't now. I'm sitting here needing cleaning, and I cannot fathom how. The thought of using my hand does really make me ill. The way my fingernails will look just gives me quite a chill. My shirt is hanging next to me, but it's my favorite one. A pair of sweatpants next to it, but belonging to my son. I have been here now for hours. It is beginning to itch. Think of all those Corona hoarders. Life sure is a bitch. My wife is helping brainstorm. She's right outside the door. My legs are both asleep right now. My anus is so sore. Idea strikes, Eureka. I tell her, get the garden hose. She runs out fast to grab it, but then I hear, oh no. It seems the damn thing is too short. This situation blows. So I'll sit here an hour longer while she runs to local Lowe's. End poem. nobody knows.
One man sits and one man stares, contemplates how no one cares. So much pressure on my shoulders, I put it together, I am a beholder. Two hands cup one burdened face, they've lost hope for imaginary place. Why do they decimate and segregate when a common goal can interrelate? He stands and shouts in a fit of frustration, a faith drug I doubt is the correlation. Of course, I've suppressed the obvious connections. You're poisoning souls with your lurid directions. I'll say it but once, and from then on you'll listen. Leave alone all the souls of God's beautiful children. A bellowing laugh and an unnerved smile. A new diplomatic tone, quick, so versatile. One man stares, one man sits, and begins to move with red leathery lips. No hand of darkness in your heavenly shrine. The job you're doing is much more than fine.
Sound. Picturesque memories crumbling around me, picturesque memory is crumbling around me.
Outside October, another sleepless night has quivering strings on an untuned violin screech inside my head, playing my life back in a mismatch of worn-out socks. From under cold, sweat-soaked sheets, I gaze into fuming fog, silent and monstrous. It smells of death, swallowing me. My body is a country at war. The captain has hoisted the white flag. The enemy chews me into tiny, sick morsels and spits me out, laughing. My bones ache and sigh, nod and brittle. And my skin has soured into a poisoned yellow. Clumps of hair cling to my moist hands that swept from my cheeks the thousand pearl drops I have spilled, staring speechless into doctor eyes, flinging another book, a vase, a cup, smashing against the wall, vomiting bile that scorches my throat. I bite my fingernails until I bleed, shivering as icicles pierce my flesh, exploding into millions of frozen splinters, while coughing up blood-orange sawdust from stars fallen out of an asphalt sky. The phone screams. I grab it, wanting to tell my family, my friends, I'm okay, I'll be just fine. But it tumbles into my lap. I'm too weak, too tired to lie. Swirling chatter from a news broadcast chases the oxygen from the room. Smothered and dizzy, I curl into myself. Outside October, the world continues to turn. It's not supposed to turn without me. And in those dark stoned hours, I hammer on, struggling to grasp soft specks of inner light to hug and hold on to. But they leap beyond my fingertips as thunderous rumbles of what was, is, and might have been echo throughout my brain, and I hang more shredded pieces scattered along a sinking clothesline. The train is pulling into my final station, but its whistle blows off key.
Timelines. We must be unique with words to fill a niche not frequented before, and design our books in ways we can equate to being a classic sage. Timelines to compare our beliefs are begotten, breathe new life into taking hold of the leash. To separate the poets from the past, one looks to the past without pretending I could forage from anywhere before I too will be forgotten. Until a time for now, it turns to say goodbye. A bygone age or futures to rely on. Conserve that everlasting glow that was hoped for now. It alters the way curiosity enables our thinking. While a horse can be drawn to water, a sigh, I say, though frequent findings intend to reserve judgment over readers who will be taught how to make curiosity appear without us blinking. For once in finding intentions true are shown, receiving ripples, it sends the slightest notion towards a vastness that something out there, thinking back to a time that of our childhood, to when last I wrote, which was like the unknown thinking timelines, do keep a perpetual motion above all else. It moves with this love affair of ours to replicate a time where once I stood.
Here I stand and stare at a pile of rubble, glued sand, constructed concrete. We used to play marbles in our younger years. Who knew you'd be surrounded by marble? Our seven-year-old selves would be ecstatic. But I'm not. I'm static, frozen in place, looking at stones. All those years spent drifting apart. Our seven-year-old selves would be disgusted. We deserve it. The pursuit of meaningless nothings, instead of realizing we always had something. Half a century later, I kneel and stare at these stones, realizing I need you. Understanding you're gone, knowing nothing more. I sit at the edge, flicking marble across your new home, pretending we're playing together like we used to. Before I knew for sure, I was alone.
It truly is incredible, the effect of seeing a flexible woman who is sexual. By this I mean she's credible, because her mind's beyond a vegetable, with a buttocks far from spherical. Strong and firm, because she makes it work in ways most girls now choose to shirk. Especially in those maturing years when staying thin demands shifting gears and exercising. I met a girl today who made me feel this way. We've met before, but it's been a while. You know, the school, kind of like her style. Got her digits without blinking. Could this be where incredible dares to start to share what it is to find someone who binds with you for life? An incredible thing. Like chance meetings that make you think, how crazy is this? Time will tell, but it's tenable, because our timing seemed impeccable. But moving on without love songs, it's incredible how these words expound because of something that could be nothing. Yes, the mind's incredible when thoughts become plentiful and you embrace your mental in ways not detrimental. It's almost like a stencil enabling us to pencil our next move and assemble a way to groove and revel as if you'd won a medal. This piece is existential or just experimental, like new techniques of dental involving new utensils. This verse has one potential to earn myself credentials, instrumental and essential in showing just how special the use of words can be. Incredible indeed through use of poetry. Professional, exceptional, contextual, collectibles, commendable, indelible, credible, and seminal. You just wait and see. Selectable, digestible, and legible to read. Prophetical, maybe. When speaking about scenes accessible in dreams, dreams of future themes that change how we now be. Reprehensible, inflexible, susceptible to greed, and acts defined as terrible by hypocrites mostly. The electable intellectuals, contemptible, I believe, whose sentinel's directional points to facilities. Correctional. Man, please. Their receptacles need medical so that they can receive a congressional reprieve. Free from fallacies, recessional and decimal, according to MPs and leaders international who claim to be quite rational when sending expendable teams to make spectacles overseas fit for flat screen TVs or, yes, for movie screens. That line would seem to be a connectable seam to some expendable stream. But before I own this festival of wordplay intertextual, has this been hypothetical or what's called existential? Well, what it's not is rectal, because it's from my mental and emetic incidental that somehow got cerebral, poetic and quite regal, exhibiting to people how my unquenchable thirst is exceptional for verse that's credible, respectable and sensible. Yes, it's intellectual, comprehensible and connectable because it flows like ventricles. It also is commendable, and I'd say incontestable when saying it's incredible.
I look so deep into your eyes, and I feel like I am home. My love for you will never, never stop growing. Each day there's something new about you that bends my broken heart. You are the wind that so softly blows, caresses my face and lightens my load. The stars out each night and a velvet kiss of moon. You are my soulmate, my melody of love, my happiness and joy, my melody of love. You are my soulmate, my melody of love, my happiness and joy, my melody of love.
Costa Nostra Radio presents Quick Sounds, a small sampling of the talents in La Costa Nostra. La Costa Nostra is a family unit located on allpoetry.com, allpoetry.com, the world's largest poetry community. Please be sure to check out each of our podcasts as we present them weekly. Also, check out our specials, The Sound of La Costa Nostra Part 1, The Sound of La Costa Nostra Part 2, La Costa Nostra Primetime. Each of those are for you, for each and every member of our family that we reach out and call brothers and sisters, because each of you is that important to us. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you do. You are the reason we're doing this. And thank you, Boo, for everything that you do to bring this family together. And now one last song, and then I'm signing off.